In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today this Mass is being offered for the repose of the soul of our brother Christopher Flash Salazar. There's a couple of things that I want to announce before we get into the message for today. Obviously, we have many of you are here because we're having, after this Mass, a instruction for those who are called to be lectors. So we'll have that shortly after the Mass. Another thing, tomorrow's Mass in Latin, we'll have it here, and if you wish to be, if you wish to study up and already have the readings and everything ready for it, you can always go to divinumofficium.com, and it always has it English and Latin right there, side-by-side translations. So the books that we give you are plenty for understanding what's going on in the Mass, but if you want to follow the readings and the actual prayers that are there, which the prayers I wouldn't translate for you, you can always look at it there and do your study beforehand for Mass. Today we celebrate the feast day of St. Rose, different St. Rose, St. Rose of Viterbo. And this saint has a special place in my life because there was a young woman who worked for the seminary in Rome. That was her hometown, Viterbo. A lovely woman who, right before I was ordained, had the privilege of spending a good amount of time in her office just chatting. Even though we'd been in the seminary together for 3 years, we'd never spoken, really. A wonderful Italian woman. And she confessed her deep and profound love for St. Rose. And St. Rose had such beautiful teachings on communion and upon penance that she lived out in her life. She was born in the year 1240, so a long time ago. And in that time, she was very faithful in a time that there was great difficulty in the church. There were many who were fighting against the church, seeking to oppress her, and even the Holy See, the Pope himself, seemed to be living in a faithless way at that time. And so at this time, the Lord sent St. Rose into the church. And sending this St. Rose, she was born as an infant who seemed to be as though she were just filled with God's grace from the very first moments of her life, from the times when she was tottering in her own steps. Her first steps were actually taken inside a church, and where she ran to when she could run was to the tabernacle, actually transgressing into the sanctuary here, because she knew that from her earliest moments she was taught that God was here in the Blessed Tabernacle. She wanted to be where Jesus was. And when her parents recognized that, when other people saw this, they said, there must be something truly different about this child. From her earliest moments, she would go to the various places within the church and kneel before the sacred images that were there. She would listen to the pious teachings that were around there, and she would retain everything it is that she heard. All the beautiful things that she would hear spoken from the mouth of the priest, or spoken from holy men and women, nuns and religious. She would hold on to those things and take them as truly they were, spoken to her by God. And so as holding on to these things, she grew by leaps and bounds throughout the whole of her life, so that when she was scarcely 3 years old, all these things were said of her. She sought to defend the church's rights throughout the whole of her life. She would cover herself from those very first moments, seeking not to beautify her own body with makeup and great garments. What she sought to do was actually to take on penances, because she knew that there were souls that didn't do penance. And so even at a young age, she sought to do penance for others. She would take to wearing coarse cloth underneath her garments so that she could experience that moving against her to tear her flesh in these little ways, where she could offer that to our Lord just as he tore his flesh for her and for the salvation of sinners. Even when she was 10 years old, Rose was known to go down to the public square at Viterbo, and she called upon those who were there to not talk badly about the Holy Father, even though he was engaged in less than beneficial things at the time. Would call upon them to be faithful to the pontiff. She would denounce with the words that she had been given vehemently against those who would tear against the fabric of the unity of the church, calling them to a true obedience to God and putting the opponents of the church and of the Pope to shame with her innocence and her love of God. When she arrived at her 18th year, that's the year when she passed from this life into eternity, having spent the whole of her life trying to offer penance for the Pope, for the Church, and for her fellow Viterboans, those who were in her hometown, to come to a true unity with Christ and His Church. A great grace was granted her and granted the Church in that when she finally did achieve unity with God in heaven, for she was such a poor soul, she appeared to the Pope. She appeared in a beautiful vision to the Pope in all of her saintly glory to Pope Alexander IV, and asked him to take her body and to bring it to a place where it could be put within the Church. And he found it. And when he found where she was laid, he found her to be so full of beautiful fragrance and beautiful as though she were still alive. What does the life of St. Rose teach us? It teaches us that even in turbulent times, when there's lots of confusion, just like there is today, when it seems like those who should be living faithful, holy lives don't seem to be, that the movement which we should always have is not to venerate persons, but to venerate God working through persons, to seek to make sure that there is a real unity within the Church that is still maintained, and that our only task is not to tear the fabric of the Church, tear the fabric of those who should be living lives better than they are living them, but rather to offer penance for them and to seek to defend God in His Church, even in a time that is less forgiving. St. Rose did it with her youth, holding on to those things which are holy. As it says in Romans, St. Paul says, what should we do with this life? Hate or abhor that which is evil, but yet to cling to that which is good. Let us ask our Lord that we who are here, abiding in His Church, seeking to love Him the very best that we can in what little ways that we have, to be protected in our own innocence from the evils of the world and evils inflicted even within the Church. But that through our faithfulness, God's faithfulness, may be seen more and more in this His visible Church. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.